Shani and Colleen. This is episode 100. Welcome to the show. I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And again, welcome to the show. Very excited.
Again, a second time, welcome. All the welcomes.
I have a slightly different setup tonight where I've got the chat like on a different side. So, and then I realized I look kind of, you know, I got the weird hairline on this side. So I may have to switch. It's driving me a little crazy.
I thought it looked lovely.
And yeah. There's the behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yep. That's all right. You missed me like art designing my bedroom. So
true. I was in a different shirt and then I saw Amanda like got fancy. So I was like, oh my God, I have to step this up.
Oh my God. I didn't even notice that you changed shirt. Was your other shirt also yellow?
No, my other shirt was our broadcast shirt. And then I was
No, it was like brown, like a completely opposite color. Thank you for not noticing me.
That's okay.
But I did notice that you have this beautiful Snow White thing going.
Yes, we went to Jack had a birthday party and it was a fairy garden themed. And nice. There were these little like, you know, headbands and all of the moms took them. And the little kids really didn't have too much interest in it. It's like, I love this. I'm probably never having a daughter, so I might as well just take advantage of all the things for the little girls.
I like it. I think it's good. I'm here for it.
All right, cool. How's it going, guys? We're doing this a little bit late, and that's totally my fault. I'm sorry about that. Zach and I were pretty sick with the stomach virus on Monday. And I was not in any shape to do anything on Tuesdays. And I don't want to relive it so much that I'm not even going to tell the story. Just know there was puke. There was migraines. There was everything else that comes with a stomach bug. Poop. So I lost 5 pounds. I was like, great, I don't need Weight Watchers anymore.
And upside. Then
today I'm like, oh, damn it. I'm back up the 3 pounds.
One stomach bug away from my goal weight.
That's exactly what I was going to say. From the perfect dress size. I got the Devil Wears Prada quote by a lot of people this week. And especially yesterday when I rolled in to work with like a tight shirt. I was like, I haven't been able to wear this shirt in 3 years. I'm not going to be able to wear it again. So I'm going to wear it now, damn it. And then I'm probably going to donate it. So.
Right. It's not going to fit by the end of the day. Oh, water weight.
Yeah. Oh, good times.
Wow, you've made a miraculous recovery. You look good. You sound good. You wouldn't know that you had been so sick.
For real.
Well, that's very kind of you. I know I had said that I was going to do the 3 tequila shots, and since I haven't really eaten like back at full capacity because I'm, you know, still when you don't eat for 2 days, you know, it's hard to just jump right back in.
Mm-hmm. So to like straight up tequila shots? Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I sort of eat a lot. So.
I'm only going to do the one. And then I have champagne, which my champagne boy was supposed to come in here and pop. Champagne boy. So.
Is that a twist off one this time?
It is. It's not. It's a pop one. And I can't.
You found the one instance where a twist off champagne bottle would make sense.
I know.
But then you wouldn't have the noise. I thought about champagne and I somehow don't have any at home. And then I was like, no, there's not really enough time to go get some. So I have some of my Montana beer.
Nice. Not the sweet bong water?
Not the bong water. This is a Big Sky IPA. In the mug. And tonight I'm going with Team Universe.
Awesome.
Nice.
Because, nice. Hello, the universe brought us all together.
Yeah.
And Amanda got her mug.
I did. It arrived today. I think today was the first day I have checked mail in probably a month. I'm not very good at remembering to check the mail because the mail room is like off, like outside of my normal trajectory from like in the building door to the elevator up to my apartment. So
does that not stress you out though?
No, you would think. I was like an avid mail checker when the mailbox was like right inside the vestibule, like of my last apartment building. Now I'm like, oh, it's down there. It's fine. It's just junk mail anyway. Junk mail. And once a month I get a real simple magazine.
Yeah. I'm the person that pulls her car up to her mailbox. and gets the mail. It's that much work for me.
When your mailbox is far. Yeah. When it's not on fire, it's safer to just check it from your car. You just don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, I had some big news that I wanted to pop some champagne to.
Oh my!
Myself, guys, under the desk. So if you guys want a vamp, this could be a disaster.
Oh dear! No, Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, while you're doing that, I want to give a quick shout out to the JFC because I said that I would. So.
The Jesus fucking Christ?
The Jesus fucking Zeist. And yeah. You'll know it if it applies to you.
Ooh.
And that's all.
Like it.
Hey, Jay, can you help me?
Oh, jeez. I'm going to top myself off. I have a lovely rosé cider I'm working on here that I put in a koozie so that I wouldn't get a ring on my desk.
Nice.
Oh, I only have one coaster in here, so it really, it's problematic.
Good times. So my mug didn't come, although my mug shipped on Monday.
What?
I was really excited. I thought it would make it here by Thursday, but it hasn't updated even from like when it left the facility on Monday.
Oh my god,
there it is.
Hey, Frank's in the chat. This is the I have a new setup tonight too. I thought I was being so smart putting the chat on a different screen, and actually what's happening is now like I can't really look at it, so I just looked over and saw that Frank was in the chat. So
hello my good friend Frank.
My good friend Frank from France.
Exactly.
Okay,
and he's like talking to our listeners and they're all chatting. This is great.
Oh my god, I love it.
He loves poop talks. Yes, it makes him happy. That's yes. Oh, wait, Frank, you should go back. He missed the beginning seasons because there was a lot of poop talk.
It's squatty potty.
There was a lot of it.
He has reaped the benefits of that talk because he has used the squatty potty, but he missed out on all the talk.
Wow.
The benefit.
If you want to go back to the archives, we actually have an episode titled The One with All the Poop Talk and Song Lyrics.
Oh, yeah, with the song lyrics. That was so emo. In the
teens, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty much our listenership dropped significantly after that one came out. I wonder why.
I refuse to believe it because of the poop talk.
Yeah, come on. Our listeners know what they're getting.
Yep.
When they come here.
I blame it on the analytics.
Yeah. All right. So here's the big announcement. Are you guys ready? Because this might hijack the show for a minute.
Oh, Jesus.
Jay is selling Tron.
What?
Tron is leaving our house within 24 hours.
Why?
Oh, he got sick of it. He wants to get a Donkey Kong. And Donkey Kongs are like a third of the price of what Trons are. So we're selling the Tron tomorrow.
He got sick of it?
He wanted to change it up.
Okay. That's fair. I'm just very surprised given how enthusiastic. I mean, what he went through for the Tron.
I know. It's not even. I would understand if this was like at our 200th episode. But like he hasn't had Tron that long.
No, he got it last November.
What?
Yeah.
I swear to you, it was in like February. How is time moving so fast?
It is moving so fast. I had a baby in February who's 7 months and started crawling this week.
Oh, man.
I know. He'll be 7 months on Monday and he's crawling now. 3 months ahead of his brother who was moving along, like standing up at this point, like along the couches, but didn't crawl until 10 months. Anyway.
They say the younger ones, they do that stuff quicker because they have.
Not that it's a competition.
Yeah, they have an example.
Yeah. And he did. But yeah. I have a little video, which I can't post. But before he took a bath tonight, I put him down because we're trying to get Paul McCartney tickets. And that's also like a whole big kind of cause of controversy, not controversy in this house. But like you want to talk about like constitutional crises going on. It was like a crisis of should we get the pre-sale tickets tonight or should we risk it because they're not super great. And we heard that like it's the more expensive ones that are part of the pre-sale because it's based on demand. Or do we wait until 10 o'clock tomorrow when everyone and their freaking mother is trying to get them because it's American Express pre-sale. So you just need like an Amex card, which I have. So Anyway, we've been having this, and we have 34 minutes, I'm sorry, to decide whether or not to get these, which I'm here, so I guess we're not. But it's definitely been like a topic of conversation. So anyway, we left the baby unattended. He started crawling all over the place, like butt naked. And I was like, oh, look how cute he is. Don't go too far. Mommy and daddy are trying to figure out tickets. but yeah, little army style crawl with his booty in the air. It was really cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Tron will be not be in our house anymore as of tomorrow evening.
But we'll
Tron is gone.
Seemingly be replaced by a new arcade game. Is that what we're taking away from this? Not immediately, obviously.
At some point, it will be replaced with a much cheaper one, I might add. That's what I've been told, right? Anyway, Tron is gone. Hashtag Tron is gone.
All right.
Wow. I'm so happy for you.
Next week, Tron is gone. We're going to say ding dong, Tron is gone.
Well, I'm glad that we all got to see it at the meetup.
Yeah.
And for the next meetup, we'll see a different one.
Yeah.
The only other thing I had was a turtle update, which is that we have fish added now. And we have duckweed that was like overpowering it. And Jay has been like really working really hard to like scoop it all out. And we finally saw the fish. They've been there for a month and they like. They're koi fish. They're angel koi. See, I was paying attention.
Oh, so they're fish you put koi. There. They didn't, like, occur naturally in nature.
But they, like, they swim in, like, a flying V. So, like, the fish swim together. It's real cute. But I've dubbed them three fishketeers.
Oh, I was going to say you should call them the mighty kois.
The mighty kois! That's even better!
I know! The flying V! How did you not think of that?
I don't know. I'm tired.
It's all that stomach bug.
It is that stomach bug. And I have to give a huge, huge, huge thank you to Jay, who literally cleaned up like a rug full of puke. It was gross. And there was and poop. It wasn't my poop. Poor Zach was having a no pants party because it was
just too hard.
No, and then they just leaked out. I didn't want to talk about it, but that's pretty wrong.
Oh, God.
I mean, and then he puked. Like, we got him to the toilet, and then, like, we got him back to his room, then he puked, and then I puked, but I puked, like, an hour later. But anyway, whatever. Each of us threw up a lot, like, over the course of the night.
Seeing that would make me want to puke.
Yeah. That actually wasn't. I was holding him, and I was like, oh, and because I had, like, a migraine before I threw up, and I was like, oh, I guess he's throwing up. I guess he's throwing up again.
Oh.
Throwing up again. And again, it was like six or seven times. Not even kidding.
Yeah, the first time. You just get a little numb to it.
Ugh. But Jay cleaned up everything. Like he picked up the toys. He cleaned off the toys. He cleaned out the books. We did lose some books that were pretty forever unclean. luckily, they were all ones that, you know, were like Scholastic Book Club ones. So we could get them again. But he cleaned up everything and like huge props because then he took care of us all night, including Alex. And like Alex was like freaking out because he was like, where's my mommy and her boobies? So, had a really long night. Like it was a long night for all of us, but like big props. Like, thank you. I really like super lucky to have such a great partner at the time because I would have been useless and I don't know what I would have done without him. So. Yeah, and he cleaned off that whole rug, and that rug was, like, nasty AF. So I thought we were going to have to throw it out. And buy.
Was I saying the rug is salvageable?
It is, because he cleaned it up right away.
Wow.
Like, within a half an hour, like, he got us both down and, like, in a stable place and then went out and cleaned it up. And wow. Zachy, to his credit, is so adorable and sweet that he had gotten sick and I had run into the bathroom, and this was, I think, while Jay might have been doing something with Alex or cleaning up, or maybe he was outside at that point. But I heard Zach run into the bathroom for number two. He made it in time, but I was cleaning him up, and then like I started to get like all like, ugh, like didn't feel good. And I know Zach didn't feel good. And he goes, "Mommy, are you okay? I'll take you to your bedroom." And he took my hand.
Oh, oh my God.
Like walk me in, and I knew he didn't feel good, so
aww.
He was so.
That's a nice little boy you got there.
That is a nice little boy.
I know, but anyway, I'm done talking. I was everybody else's night.
I am really good.
Yeah. How yeah. I see yoga seems to be going well.
Yes.
Oh my God. Amanda, I cannot thank you enough. So
I saw your pussycat, pussy crotch photo thing.
No, I really thought that was, we have this, we must have the same yoga mat because that is the same color as my yoga mat.
Nice. A nice sort of like green teal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes really well with my pink workout outfit, which is like my favorite one. Nice. That nobody sees except for me in my room when I'm doing my yoga, except when I take pictures and post them on Instagram.
Yeah. Really cute for that.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, lots of yoga and meditation. This is like, this is what I've been, you know, going to that meditation class on Saturdays and I'm supposed to do it every day. And of course I didn't for the first like 4 weeks and then I finally did. And it's pretty awesome. And I've been pairing it with yoga, which I think I said last time, but I did it like all week. Took a break for the weekend because I was out of town, but like now I'm back at it and it's awesome. And I did it before we started recording. Yes, Matt, that's what she said.
Yeah. Just, you know, get you in the right headspace.
That's right. Exactly. Just to, you know, like relieve some tension and, you know, calm down.
Nice.
So it's been really good. Oh, I graduated from PT.
I saw that. Yay. Congratulations.
It's just like all the things. Like, and I've been like running, but just like, I just feel like I'm more like slowly getting back into it and like really working on all the things that I should have been working on in the last couple of years. And I'm just really excited. It's great. And I went to LA for the weekend. I saw the King Tut exhibit.
Yeah. What? How was that?
It was ridiculous. It was really, really cool. That was really cool. And then also that was at the California Science Center. Also there was the Endeavor, which I was like, holy shit. I saw the Endeavor fly over Monterey in 2012, I think. Yeah. When it went down there, which was like crazy. Cause I was at work and I happened to be outside and like looked up and it was flying over and just like nuts.
That must have been cool. That honestly, yeah. That must have been cooler to see than actually like seeing it in the museum.
I think both were really cool. And here's, I thought a lot about Joanne cause I was like, damn, this is some cool shit. Like that's NASA. anyway.
NASA, cool shit.
it was very impressive because it was so fucking big.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm setting it up here. But also just to think that it's actually been in space 25 times.
Yeah.
So I read the little things. So that was really cool.
Hey, so is it like the thing where you like just kind of, you can walk around it? Like,
so it's in this big, like, hangar. Is that the correct terminology?
I think so. That's where they keep, like, plane shit.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so it's, like, you know, a little bit, of course, like, up off the ground. So you can, like, walk under it and, of course, not, like, touch it or anything. Like, it's not that low. But you can walk under it and walk all around it. Try to take a picture of it. But, again, it's so big that it's hard to fit it all in.
That's what she said.
So yeah, that was my weekend. It was pretty great.
That sounds awesome. Nice. I'm going to be in LA next weekend.
Nice.
For the Lost Finale concert. Not Lost Finale concert. Right. The Lost music.
Anniversary something or other.
Something like that. Sure. So if anybody's there, hit me up. I want to do a meetup. I love meetups. They're my favorite.
Nice.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I will not. But
I know. I'm
that
would
have been fun. We missed each other by a week. God damn it. Now my, sorry. My whole setup, this, don't use iPads, people.
Well, I'm going to have to just go back to the old fashioned way and have the toggle between the screens, which is what I'm doing. It's fun.
I can do it.
I like to see your faces.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I do too.
I like to see my face too. It's very infrequent that I look nice nowadays. I'm just kidding.
Nice. Well, I'm very glad that that you're doing yoga and that you're enjoying it.
I know.
It's great. I can't thank you enough. This is the best suggestion. I really love how it's, again, we talked about it last time, but like, you know, the amount of time, it's like shorter, but you can also do longer if you want. This is all for Matt. But I also really like that it's kind of like back to basics and just like really slowing down. And like, so for example, like yesterday I kind of went nuts on my squats and my hamstrings were kind of like, holy shit. So I just looked up one of her videos specifically for hamstrings and did that.
Oh, I've done that one. I like that one.
Yeah, that was good. And then today I was kind of feeling like my back was kind of just, you know, out of whack. So
after
I looked
lower back.
Yeah.
That one is one of my favorites because I tend to get like lower back issues. Uh-huh. So like that one and like the knee, there's one that she does that's like gentle on your knees. That's my other favorite.
So yeah, I feel like it's just really like slowly and methodically, like actually building back up my strength and my flexibility and like all the things again that I was supposed to be doing for the last couple of years that I wasn't, that led to, you know, me being where I am. But now I'm like, I'm back. I feel like I'm back.
That's awesome.
Good.
That's awesome.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I've started back up with my yoga routine this week.
Nice.
Mainly because it's been hot as balls here and like 96% humidity. Like that's why my hair is doing this. Like I just, at this point I can't be bothered anymore. So I haven't been running because it's just been too hot. And we had guests this past weekend. So I was kind of out of commission for getting out there and running. So I've been like trying to do more yoga in the morning to like get back into that routine. And nice. You know, it doesn't feel like it, but winter is coming and
That's what Game of Thrones said.
I heard that winter got delayed, unfortunately. And now we've got to wait till next summer for winter.
That's okay.
It's not
I wish I was making Game of Thrones. That's all right. I don't care.
Oh yeah, I did pour champagne into this one.
Nice.
Actually, I have a request. So we've had a bunch of people buy mugs and post pictures, but if I put a thread in the Facebook group, the main one, the facebook.com/group/JaneJack group, as a thank you to Jacob, because he, you know, kind of put this together for us real quick, could everybody post their pictures of them and their mugs in there, just so he knows, like, hey, we love this stuff that you do, so thank you, just as a thank you.
Yes.
And he's so good at it. Look at this.
I know. Yeah,
it's so freaking fun.
Yeah.
do I know how dumb I am? So when I went to buy my mug, I didn't realize that there were one on either side.
That's okay.
I thought you were buying one or the other. And I'm like, it doesn't say. Like, I guess I'm buying the right one.
Oh my God. That's really funny. Jay thought it was two.
I was like, oh my God, I'm so dumb. It's on either side.
Yeah, you can choose whatever you're feeling.
You
that
can
day.
Choose like whatever you're feeling that day.
Yep. Sam, Team Universe. I saw the Endeavor, I was Team Science.
Let me check
but
in with
actually
the chat
also
real quick.
Universe because it went into the
right. Because it went.
You can be both. I mean,
exactly. You know, life does not have to be divided into two categories.
Exactly. All right. Real quick, Matt said that Jay's selling Tron because he didn't wind up with Olivia Wilde. Which is a movie reference, so ha 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 ha.
Oh, I get it.
I'm glad we all got to see it at the meetup. They all took turns playing with it. That was JP. Dan is here in the chat. Dan says, I ain't here for these chicks. I just want to see JP's witty commentary. He's actually watching from a lodge in Wyoming.
Oh, very
yeah,
nice.
So that's exciting. That's exciting. Matt's
what part of Wyoming?
What part of Wyoming?
The Tetons, which in the Grand Tetons in French means the big nipples. So like the trappers who named that, they had a good laugh about it.
I love that you know that. Ed's in the chat, says happy 100th. Mandy's in the chat.
Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Mandy, which actually, speaking of Mandy, we got some gifts in the mail.
We did.
Which, do you guys want to open real quick?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, sure.
I have been waiting. They have been sitting like next to my nightstand. I've been so good. Although when Mandy's came, I was like.
Gots in the chat. Janice is in the chat. Greg is in the chat. Sorry. Okay. And Frank was in the chat.
Yes, Frank was in the chat. Yes. I think he's driving now, but.
Okay.
When Mandy's came, I was like, wait, did I order something on Amazon and just forget?
I did the same thing.
Totally possible.
Same, actually. Okay. So which one first?
Do Mandy's first because she's in the chat.
Okay. Thank you in advance, Mandy.
And the other one's from Mike, and I think he may be watching, but he's in the middle of the Adirondacks right now, so he said didn't know about his internet collection.
Okay, guys, I got to peek. So we have to pull it out now.
You don't want to get a UTI, Amanda.
Yeah, no, you do not.
Are we showing?
Yeah.
Yes, I think
one,
we should.
1, 2, 3. So Mandy got us, Dear Madam President. Jennifer Palmieri, it's an open letter to the women who will run the world. I'm not going to lie. I kind of cried when I opened this in the mail the other day.
Oh, my goodness. May or may not be tearing up right now. Thank you, Mandy.
You may or may not now have a book to take with me when I go to Europe next month. I'm pretty pumped.
Okay. Well, where are you going in Europe?
I am going to Stockholm and Copenhagen.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have a friend that is studying abroad. She's at the University of Stockholm. She's doing a master's program at the University of Stockholm.
Awesome. Nice. Thank you, though. I totally cried, and I'm so excited to start this.
Oh, this is really exciting.
After I start and finish Handmaid's Tale, which I still haven't done yet.
It's a quick book. You'll get through it in like a week and a half.
Yeah.
It's real short.
I think I can get through this in like a day. I just saw Valerie Jarrett is mentioned in here.
Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, Handmaid's Tale. I've read the book.
Yeah.
I got through one plane ride.
Oh, we're talking about the show. I thought you were talking about the book.
Yeah,
I'm
haven't started season two yet. I'm the worst. All right. Anyway, let's move on.
Thank you, Mandy.
That's something I would totally take out.
Thank you, Mandy. This is so thoughtful.
We will have to. We'll report back on the podcast once the three of us have read the book.
Thank you. All right. And then the next one, if you guys want to open it, pretty much speaks for itself.
Okay. Here we go.
1, 2, 3. Oh.
Are we saying who it's from? Or it's from that part of the speaking for itself?
Well, I mean, it definitely speaks for itself that it's from Mike when you see it. But
Okay.
Oh, crap. Oh, it's some issues here.
The best thing was when we didn't get it the day he thought that we were going to get it, he was like, I should have gotten the tracking. I knew it. And then I opened it the next day and was like, you did not need tracking for this.
Nice.
Ready?
Are we showing?
Yeah, what do you think? Yeah. It says, F you, Trump, you effing F. And that means, fuck you, Trump, you fucking fuck.
I was going to say, since when do we censor ourselves on this podcast?
Well,
and it's a beer koozie.
Well, we're broadcasting live over the internet. All right.
So essentially, it's a fuck you in the face to.
Fuck you in the face.
Although it'd probably be better if there was still a beverage in this glass. But you know what? It's ceremonial. Boom.
Awesome.
Yeah. I already had to hide this from an electrician that came in the other day because you just never know.
You really never do.
It's true.
Janice said, cool gift, Mandy, which it was a super cool gift.
This is cool.
So I feel so loved.
Me too.
Thank you both.
It's like Christmas and our birthday, like all wrapped up into one event.
And before I get like super sappy, which I'm totally going to get at some point because we've got some sappy inducing feedback.
We do.
This is why I intentionally don't read feedback before we record.
Oh, I generally don't either, but you know, I did for some reason.
Because today is a special day.
Yes.
It is a special day. All right. I was actually going to read that article, the things that women should do to should stop feeling guilty about. But I actually thought that since it's episode 100, maybe if anybody from the chat had something that they wanted to do. Also, we have a special guest right now. We are joined by our fifth member, the fifth abroad.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hi.
I'm going to get a lot of crap for being on here. But so be it.
We already talked about crap. It's fine.
Yeah,
yes, we did. So. It wouldn't be appropriate because, you know, 100 episodes is divisible by 5. So seems like.
Well, yes, there you go.
Yep.
Yes. And you know that all the crap is really just stemming from jealousy.
Yeah, I do. I think so. So.
Now, are you also drinking booze out of a broadcast mug?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't have a fancy broadcast mug. I need to order one of those.
Booze.
I need to get on that.
Right, but you do have fancy water.
You do have LaCroix, which I prefer to refer to as LaCroix.
LaCroix.
Yeah.
It's real good, so I approve.
I'm enjoying the fancy one tonight, so in honor of of, you know, going to Costco and all. So I decided to come in and work a little bit tonight, and I thought, oh, hey, you know, there's this show going on.
Yeah.
So congratulations. I didn't bring you guys any gifts or send any in advance. So, but
your presence here is a gift.
Exactly. Yeah.
Your presence is our present. Or you can go give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We'll take that too.
Both is good.
Exactly. Doesn't it have to be an either or?
Yeah.
Or always into the both.
That's what she said.
So what do you guys do here on the broadcast here? You know, like on the Ramblecast, we've been going down this dive of just getting on IMDb and saying who was in this one thing and what was the one lady that was in this one thing with that one guy.
That sounds fun.
That sounds like a real good use of the 2 hours you guys record for.
Right?
JK.
How long was the most recent one? It seemed like it went on really long.
We do the same thing, but that's why I edit.
Oh, okay. I think that's why you're the better produced podcast, really, is that somebody comes along and sweeps up all of the bits.
That's because generally I am the fat, so I'm okay with trimming myself. Okay. I put our podcast on Weight Watchers. I'm like, man, I'm a lot of points. Well, I was just saying that I generally, it's the point of the show where we talk about like a news article or something.
Current events, shit's too crazy right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, shit's crazy. You missed the big news in our house, which is that Jay is selling Tron. So Tron.
No, I actually heard about that. So I'm excited that Donkey Kong is in the horizon.
That's the best sentence I think I've heard all day.
I was really enjoying the yoga talk earlier. That was because I've been trying to relax my back and stretch. Yeah, so totally. And the lower back is really important to get those hamstrings and stretch out. And, you know, I'm horrible about touching my toes. I don't know if anybody else can touch their toes, but I can't.
I never could touch my toes. And then I used to do a lot of Pilates before Zach was born. And I got to be able, from not being able to touch my toes to being able to go full palm on the floor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I used to do it like 3 times a week. So, but then, you know, you have kids and you can't do that really as much. And just then you get to an age where you can. And then you have another one. And you're like, oh, I got to start all over again.
These are just like softballs to Matt. Other Matt.
Other Matt.
It's a very fruitful episode.
Yeah.
Well,
I prefer hardballs to softballs.
That's fair.
Okay.
I guess. I think it depends on the type of day, what I prefer. Yeah. The time of day.
Time of sure. day. Time of day.
Time of the week. There are times of the day, especially in the morning, when you're like, seriously, this is really annoying. And
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't really give too much thought about any kind of balls, hard or soft.
Sure.
But maybe that's like my own shortcoming, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, it's just a different experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ed says he has a Japanese girlfriend always happy to massage him. And he also said this is the first time that we've had ball talk on the broadcast.
So Matt, you were talking about how, like, you know, some days it's just kind of weird, and that reminds me, I don't know if I've talked about it on the broadcast, but like, I've always thought that's just so odd, maybe interesting, whatever, that like men are just like sitting on their junk ish
Pretty much, they're kind of smashing it most of the time.
Matt, did you ever listen to our episodes where we talked about which way you hang or zipper your pants or some shit like that?
Yes.
What was that?
Yes, I did. And I there's often times where I want to comment or write an email, but usually I'm doing chores at the time, and then I frequently have that problem
as well, actually, with podcasts that I listen to.
Yeah, I mean, really, like, that's the time that, okay, I'm getting shit done. This is awesome, by the way, because we're on a no cussing zone. So, but join us next week.
Oh, cuss away.
We're going to have an Ask Me Anything a live after dark.
I want to have an Ask Me Anything episode of the broadcast.
Oh, right. Well, let's do it.
A broadcast AMA. We can do that right now. All right, guys.
I feel like you guys are trying to trump our show.
No. You mean, wait, go insane, just, go crazy?
I'm just gonna do that.
For those listening to this show, Shandy just swallowed some throw up when I mentioned the word Trump on the show. So.
And then Amanda held up her fuck you Trump in the whatever. Fucking.
Just in case you didn't see it, here it is.
Very appropriate. I don't want to get kicked off the show. I'm just honored that you sent me the invite to stop by for a brief visit. Because hey, this is not the.
I think the you are the fifth dude. Oh my god, you're actually, I think, might be the fifth dude to ever be on a show. So Jay was the first one. The second one was when we randomly called Dan. I don't know if Dan is still watching, but we randomly called Dan one day.
Oh, you remember that? I forgot about that. Yeah. Hey, Dan.
Heavy panting was involved.
Yep. And then the third and the fourth ones were when we did our first live show, the Champagne Brunch, and we had Jacob and Shut Up Tim on it.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
What?
So wow. Matt is the
You were pretty drunk at the Champagne Brunch.
You were. I actually wasn't because I was hungover.
Yeah, a little behind the scenes, I was.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we didn't. Sorry. I just blew up your spot. I'm sorry.
No. I don't think I was drunk. I was just real hungover.
You had your museum thing. That's where you met Tasia, right?
Yes. It was the morning after I met Tasia.
Yeah. See, I remember.
There's a whole story there. Sometime I will tell you in person and not on a live podcast.
Fair.
You have told us, I think.
Maybe. I may have told you half the story.
God said, I can talk to your parents. I speak righty. Are you going to place an ad on Fox News and be like, your daughter is cussing Trump out? JK. I can't edit this show, so I have to watch what I say.
Hey, on our show, some of the best bits are left at the end. They're not recorded. So we were discussing, like, what patron level would you allow people to hear that stuff? Because we'll just call it the shits and assholes part of the podcast, the beginning and the end. I don't know. It's the hot dog. Right. I don't need other bits and pieces, you know. Thank you, Amanda. You're like, it's following you kind of a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give that a laugh.
Well, it's those parts at the very end where you maybe you keep talking and you say, oh, by the way, blah 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 blah.
So what you're saying is we need to do a $50 level podcast, so only five people that we trust.
Right, exactly.
The off-the-record cast.
Yes.
And it's a live show only, but it doesn't ever get released on a feed. So if nobody shows up for the live show,
it's like the Snapchat of podcasting.
Oh,
I like that a lot.
Oh my god. Especially. So Patreon level would be like the Snap level.
Oh my god, Snapcast!
Snapcast!
Yes.
Maybe we'll do that every so often. Next time we hit a level of some sort, we'll do Snapcast.
I like that as the patron hangout option too, is the Snapcast, because then it's like, ho ho.
Oh, remember that time that I brought every member of my family on the hangout and nobody knew what they were walking into and they all looked horrified except for my sister, who was like, yeah. Oh, hey! My mom was in her pajamas.
You just kept pulling random family members. So.
Oh, that was pretty awesome. My brother-in-law was like, what the fuck is this? I don't have the internet. So, well, he does, but like he doesn't like do Facebook or anything.
What's an internet?
He does know what it is. But Greg said that this should be called the taints of the episode.
Hi, Greg.
Oh, Greg. Taint, nothing wrong with that. So...
Our episodes used to be a lot raunchier, I think, than they are. But, you know, since I started on the Zoloft, things got a lot more, like, under control.
You're a mother of two now. You know, we have to have some decorum. That's
true. Yeah, you're not running for office.
Oh, you know, I've actually thought about that because even on the local level, I don't think I could ever run for anything and it would be because of this show. I would have to go back and, like, do, like, a super-duper edit of a lot of our shows. Like, that whole... what the fuck is it thing?
The thing with the thing.
I know the episode that it was in. Like, I could never, ever. Like,
Thursday.
It's like such a funny moment, but like I'd have to edit that out if I ever wanted to like run for office or just in general. People were like, yo, she was a drunk on a podcast. Like,
it's 2018.
Right. We're millennials. Yeah. In the future, everyone will have been drunk on a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, I think I wager that most people
exactly.
I still think Gott was drunk with that call. Just saying.
That's the season two of If.
Come join us. The fifth broad is here. We should have all five broads on.
I actually thought that we could form a kind of a broadtron, you know, like a broadcast Voltron, you know, all five members combined.
I actually don't know anything about Tron.
Yeah. I know when five powers are combined.
Yeah. Like Voltron, there's like five lions and they all combined it. No.
We're talking about a couple
things. Help me hit the Captain Planet analogy. Yeah. I got that.
Okay, all right. There we go. That works.
Yeah. Okay, so
one of my friends, one of my very dear friends, a story about how they used to play Captain Planet when she was a kid, but there were more than five of them. So they had to like create different things. And one of them was trees. Wind, fire.
So you guys can't see, but Jay has joined us. Let me catch you up real quick.
No, I honestly feel like trees makes more sense than heart. Like trees seems more.
Because does trees fall into? Was it earth? Was earth one?
Yeah, but like earth, that's like you know dirt, terra firma. Right, dirt. Like it's not a.
And trees grow from the dirt.
Composting is a power, people. To be able to compost something.
I just feel like trees are fucking badass. They'll fucking fuck your shit up.
No, actually, trees are really fascinating. They talk to each other and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
they communicate with their roots and shit.
Yes. Oh my God. How they share resources. Like,
and like if one dies, they like mourn and stuff like that.
What? Trees mourn.
Yeah.
I believe it. Trees are.
Yeah. It was some video I watched, like documentary. Uh-huh. I mean, it was a documentary by Tree Hugger, so it was probably biased, but I believed it. I bought a hook, line, and sinker.
You just got a little bit Nick on us right now. Now, Jay, there's no proof that it's the trees that are actually mourning.
No, I am an unabashed tree lover, okay? I bought a house because I love the trees around me.
And the party deck.
That you were the party deck. You were the party deck. I liked that the trees were mine.
It's an awesome deck. I love to have parties. So anyway, we were talking about adding a Patreon level in which we talk about the taints of the topics, which is everything you wouldn't want like people to hear. It'd be like a Snapcast, like a Snapchat podcast where it was just live, but then like we deleted the video afterwards and it never went on a feed.
And
we talked about things that you know,
cool.
I would
idea.
Normally edit out because I could never run for public office because of all these podcasts that I do.
I mean, I feel
I
like
no. I mean, look at the highest office.
That's right. There's a lot of Howard Stern videos that are still yet to come out.
Yeah. And he hasn't run for office yet. Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever will.
I don't think so. No. Sorry, that was not going anywhere.
No. Janice said I'd be awesome in the government.
Colleen would. I mean, I think she'd be a great lawyer. I think she'd be a great lot of things. You have to believe in yourself.
I don't want
to
be able
to. You have to believe.
No.
Trees. Trees.
So in what order did the trees like was like it's like earth.
I think it was at the end.
So she okay. Cuz heart was usually last, right?
Heart was last.
And trees.
And trees.
Like how
was
many?
Was that the only additional one? Yeah, like were there other ones?
Pigs or
pigs? Why pigs?
I don't know. Animals.
Matt, you took it to a dark place.
Glaciers.
Hey, pigs. So we can comment on the horrible corporations slaughtering pigs.
Hey,
the free market demands it, Jay.
I was thinking of like lovely pigs, you know, like power pigs.
That's some pig.
That's some pig.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Oh, man, so sad.
Anyway, we were about to start some facey back, or just.
Do the women need to be alone for this? Because I can.
Yeah, I can dip out too.
We don't need to be alone. I mean, we'll kick you out at some point. Please be for sure.
Just as long as like women explain me the reasoning before you kick me
out.
Well,
what if we? Is there a question or something in part of our face back in general? face back feedback, farting in your facey back feedback, that the gentlemen on this podcast who are honorary.
And speaking of honor, like Matt, congratulations on your hard fought versus win this week.
Oh, yeah, I could not have done it without Dan and all of the back dealings. So,
yeah, slightly controversial.
I have really no idea what went on, honestly. Like,
me neither.
I'm surprised.
I voted for Home Alone.
I originally voted for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles because that's my favorite. But then I was like, ah, between the two, I like Ferris Bueller better than Breakfast Club. So I went Ferris Bueller.
Wait, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles was John Hughes?
Yeah, directed and written by.
Wow.
In case anybody so is wondering, the verses.
Wow, those aren't like the type of film I would associate with him. That's fascinating.
Exactly. It's. I think it's one of the best comedies of the 80s.
And the Ring series, too.
Not sure with it.
I thought that would be really funny.
It's got a lot of reach.
If anybody wants to check out the episode of the Ramblecast that we're talking about, well, I think everyone listening to this probably listened to the Ramblecast.
Yeah, probably.
They do a versus.
I don't listen to the Ramblecast, but I heard it was pretty fun.
And it was the best John Hughes movie. And what's it called? That one just won.
Breakfast Club won.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a lot of politicking going on.
It was Dan
like
pulling his usual serial killer
Seriously,
stuff.
Seriously, Dan quit PO and then decided he had to go politics somewhere else.
Wait, is he still gone from PO?
Yeah, he's gone for right now. Oh, Kayla's in the chat. Hey, Kayla.
Hey, Kayla.
Hello,
yeah, he's
Kayla.
Still gone for right now. But Shandy and Matt, neither of you were in, and I know that Gott and I know that Matt and Greg, I know that Gott and Greg were there for this, and I don't know if Mike is in the chat or not, but like the best Dan hair flip moment ever was back, I was still pregnant, so it was sometime like early last year in the wintertime, and he got so mad over something that he literally posted a link to a mirror in an Amazon link to a mirror and was like, you guys should all take a look in the mirror at yourselves because like, I'm out. And
wow.
It was really funny. He didn't leave, but it was my favorite moment to this day in PO.
That even tops the blood running down your legs because of sitting on the fence.
Ooh, wow, that's imaginative.
Yes, that
I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember.
He has a way with words.
Dan definitely has a way with words. Dan gets on fire. No, that
Dan
is my
definitely
favorite.
Has a list.
That's my favorite Dan moment. Actually, my favorite of all PO moments was when he posted the link to the mirror. And we were all kind of like, okay. And I don't even know what we were talking about. But anyway. All right. Is there something... We usually do Andy last, but do you guys want to give your opinion on an Andy update?
Ooh.
We'll do Andy first this time.
Yeah, I'm changing it up. Ooh. I like it.
Wait, what happened to Jay?
No, Jay's here.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I don't see you. You're just like an invisible
guy. Right. He doesn't have a camera on him.
Okay.
I'm just respecting my place in this.
I'm imagining him beardless.
No, I still have a beard.
I know, but I can imagine.
A boy can imagine.
Sorry, I'm derailing this. On with Andy.
Okay, so we have 100 episodes of Broads, 56 of Andy's virginity, and addendum.
Nice.
Addendum?
Addendum.
Addendum.
Is it addendum?
It's addendum.
Addendum.
I thought it was appendix.
I thought it was duodenum.
Annex?
Addendum?
Oh my God, just read it.
That's the lead singer of Eurythmics.
Hey, Broads. Happy 100th episode. To respond to the concern about my last letter, I've talked about a lot of these formative experiences with my therapist in the 5 years I've been seeing him. He believes a lot of my inertia in my dating life and career stems from the insecurities that took root back then. Obviously, I still have a lot of work to do on these issues. As we reflect on the show hitting its 100th episode, I'm reflecting again on my experiences since my first letter. Needless to say, things haven't played out the way I expected them to, but that seems to be pretty much the case with this entire journey. Pretty much every attempt I made failed miserably. Yes, I got a few dates online, but considering the amount of time I put into looking, I can't say it was really worth it. I'd like to tell you about some more dates I've gone on, but you've heard all four. I was hoping by now I would have had at least one story about breaking the virgin news, but things have been quiet dating-wise for over 6 months. Probably the biggest difference between expectation and reality was that I wasn't planning on writing back as often as I have. I figure I'd chime in at most once a month or whenever something happened. But I like keeping you updated about my misadventures trying to find love as a geriatric virgin, or my activities adjacent to that pursuit. I really appreciate your kindness. I've put in a lot of thought about how I will tell you about it when the time comes. Anyone expecting a really steamy recap or blow by blow will likely be disappointed. Even though I am anonymous, I'll probably leave out the explicit details for the sake of her privacy. Since it's just me now, I control what I tell you, but she isn't signing up for that. I've also thought about telling this theoretical her about you so that she can have some input. I'm sure you understand. While you've all been candid about your personal experiences, I don't think any reasonable person expects you to talk about every aspect of your personal life. Well, I have an update. As I mentioned, I've been thinking about asking my long-term crush, Alice, out. The other day at work, I was heading to my car to go get some lunch. As I turned it on to head out, the radio just happened to be playing Raspberry Beret by Prince. That song, if you don't know, is about a guy who loses his virginity to a woman with the...
Ooh, Robot Shandy made an appearance!
Eponymous hat. Huh?
Robot Shandy showed up for our 100th.
Oh, shit!
It was just the last
for our 100th. And it was not a fart. Mm-hmm. Just saying. As I've said, I'm not a fan of the universe way of thinking. Universe.
Get a mug. Post a picture.
It makes me feel like Charlie Brown in the football. Anyway, I decided to use this random moment as a motivator to see Alice, to see if Alice is interested in going out sometime. It still took me a while to work up the nerve to do this, but I got to it a few days later while listening to the radio and tuning into a station playing, you guessed it, Raspberry Beret. I also happened to be wearing a Prince t-shirt. Later that day, it came up on my phone on Shuffle, so I decided to humor Colleen's universe philosophy. Later, as my thumb hovered over the send button, a show I was watching brought up the whole universe thing. Still skeptical. Oh, that's totally How I Met Your Mother. We've talked about this movie. Still skeptical. I figure, why not? And pressed send. She has not responded. The universe can suck it. Regardless, congratulations on your 100th episode. Who knows what the next 100 and beyond will bring? Hopefully it won't take another 100 episodes before I get laid. Your show means a lot to me. It's another great reason to look forward to Fridays. I appreciate your advice. I'm really happy to hear you consider me a friend. Maybe one of these days I'll be able to meet you three in person. And if the world happens to end then, see if Shandy's still on board with her offer. Because, of course, the rules of consent still apply during Armageddon.
That's thank true. You, Andy.
Hashtag I'm with hers 100. And the addendum. Hey, Broads, upside to the delay is I have an update for you. I heard back from Alice, who is still on a break from dating, but she's okay with meeting up as friends. I agreed, but we haven't set up anything just yet. This is for the best. I think one of the things that's been made clear is I suck at dating. Literally, like, really suck. So I should stop trying to look for someone to be my girlfriend / first sexual partner and start trying to look for a new friend and see where it goes from there. Ultimately, no one gets exactly what they want or expect, but if I keep an open mind and say yes more often, the possibilities are endless. I'll keep you posted. Hashtag I'm with hers. Boom.
Nice.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Andy. So, do you guys have any advice for Andy as listeners?
As a male that was once a virgin?
Precisely.
You guys can relate.
Well, I came out of the womb basically like not a virgin, so I really don't know what this is about. But for the sake of argument,
Sure.
I joke. I kid. It's how really? I've always dealt with.
Are things. You Catholic? So,
oh no.
That's a
sick burn.
I am Catholic, and I'm like a very like disappointed Catholic.
Horribly disappointed or disappointing?
Like disaffected, disappointed, like on a break. Catholic.
Well, speaking of Andy's disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that when
ooh, now we've got Robot Matt.
Oh no! How bad is it, guys?
Still doesn't sound like a fart.
Oh, okay.
Still doesn't sound like a fart.
After you compress it, I bet you it will.
It'll just be one big
long and drawn out.
I will say, before we move on real quick, Janice's son is avoiding going to bedtime so he can get a shout out. So, hey, Declan, how's it going?
Declan, aww, you rock.
Hey.
Thanks for listening.
Now go to bed and don't give your parents a hard time.
I've got some stuff to talk about as far as losing virginity. Stick around, Declan. Got some more things to talk about.
Hi, Mandy's daughter, Maddie, who wanted to know if this is the Shandy that she went to lunch with.
That's true. That's correct. Oh. Yes.
No, good
the time. One and only? The one and the same? Yes, it's me.
All right. Sorry. Back to Matt being a maybe virgin.
Anyway, maybe. Okay. I'll just go with the thing that my wife said was really good life advice. Okay. I'll just go back to that. So I was talking about teaching painting. So it's a metaphor, right? Okay. When you're painting and you're first starting out and you don't know anything about it, it is like really terrifying. And most people think that they're awful and they should just go into a closet and never keep going. But then there's a few people that are like, man, I'm really good. And they have this confidence where they don't even want to like realize that, hey, maybe they could become a little bit better, even though they have some ability. So in the scale of life, you're kind of one or the two, and you really need to be somewhere in the middle where you have that confidence to say, hey, I can do this. I'm not going to completely suck at life or whatever that I'm doing. But a little bit more critical, you know, to say, hey, I'm not a complete narcissist and think everything I say is like the greatest shit in the world. So with that, I know that's pretty broad strokes to paint what you should do or how you should approach life. But I really like his addendum and how he's starting to think about connecting with others. Because when I was in a lonely place and I felt like I was never going to have a girlfriend again, and I was never going to get laid a second time. Yeah, sure. You get laid once, that's easy. But a second time?
Can you do
with
it
a different person?
Well, did you?
Somebody will make a mistake and want to sleep with me twice?
Right, exactly. So anyway, I was thirsty for a long time. And I really didn't know how I was ever going to get out of this desert. You know, because I felt like I was everybody's friend, even though I had a lot of different opportunities, nothing ever kind of was like what I wanted.
Right.
So, and eventually something just kind of happened, and it was through those connections with other people. Had I not made those connections and started putting myself out there, so maybe Alice isn't the one, but maybe her friendship that you have with her, like, will lead to something else that is the one. You know, or not even worry about the one, just somebody else to talk to and somebody else to date.
A1. And
A1.
Not the sauce.
Yeah. Exactly. And not the sauce.
Anyway, at least you're into that kind of thing. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, sure, go for it.
That's very good advice, Matt.
That is very good advice.
Yeah. I like the whole analogy with painting and yeah. Very solid advice.
The broad strokes. It's both
broad like, strokes.
The first hashtag and the broadcast. Like, yep. Just congratulations.
Episode title: right. Broad strokes.
Oh yes, this is why you are the fifth of broad.
The fifth.
Oh,
of
thanks.
Broad.
Yep.
You're lucky that I gave you 5 minutes notice. Hey, you want to jump on and not and not like a day's notice, because it would have been like, yo, jump on and give us a top 10 list.
Oh, man.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, me with my top 10 lists. So, but hey, you know, you've got Jay with his turtles, and I feel like that That is where the fourth broadcaster comes in.
He is the fourth broadcaster.
No, I think he's trying to give me a segue to say something about.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, you know, thank you. And
it's one of those softballs that he's not such a fan of.
Oh, yeah. And that's what we call a callback.
Yes. Those softballs, they can be squishy and get in the way.
So we've heard. Matt likes hardballs, not softballs.
Okay. Preferably, right, Jay?
If you're playing like baseball?
No.
Oh, Jay.
If baseball sucks, sure.
Well, I mean, yeah, because like first base, second base.
Yeah, that's true. Right. I mean, are you saying like a blue ball situation? Is that what you're trying to avoid?
No, I don't know. It was really just
really just a joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was I was just trying to think like physically, like if your balls get hard or something and it's uncomfortable. Anyways. Between,
you can't always be a hard ball and you can't always be a soft ball. You got to be somewhere.
You want to be firm, but you want to be able to have a little give and take.
I mean, that's how I like my eggs.
I'm an eggs over easy guy. Like, you know, I like.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I like my yolk to get all over, you know what I'm saying?
Except for earlier when I.
Oh, man, this took another turn here with the eggs metaphor. That's good stuff.
Anyway, Andy, I mean, I guess to get back to your email. Again, as being a male virgin myself at one point in my life, I too went through like this like in high school, like I just hit this stretch of like, I've always been a confident kind of carefree person, like I like okay with my nerdness, but like somewhere at like 17 years old through like 19, I just got really self-conscious. And I don't even know why. I don't know if it was like hormonal, just part of like becoming that transition in life. And I moved to Raleigh, North Carolina, and I was miserable. And so I've been there, and the only way, you know, that you can kind of get out of it is or at least the way I got out of it was just eventually just meeting people and dating people and just getting, you know, more comfortable. And the more you found that you're able to engage with somebody else, the more you realize that you had worth as a human. Maybe I shouldn't place my worth in somebody else, but I don't know. Just you realize that, okay, a lot of what was in my head was just in my head. And I did have something
to give. The more experience you had, the more you realized it wasn't like your insular thoughts that were.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't like, it was like my head was like, oh, you're ugly, or oh, your butt's too big, or whatever. Like, I was really self-conscious about my ass size back then. I don't know why.
Jay still talks about it.
Yeah, I was just like really self-conscious. I thought I had a gigantic butt, and I thought no one would like me.
It makes you feel any better. I've never noticed your ass size.
Thank you. But I was just like really self. I look back now, I'm like, what was my deal? But it was just something that I was so freaked out about. But anyway, so having been self-conscious about whatever and not having confidence. All I can say is that once you do put yourself out there and you engage, I think you find that no matter what insecurities you have about yourself, you do have value, and you are an awesome person, and it'll happen. I think just the key is taking little baby steps and getting there.
Cool. Thank you, broads, extra broads. Thank you, sub broads.
I will sign off now because yeah, this is a broadcast. This isn't a dudes and broadcast.
Because we got a couple emails that kiss our ass real bad, so we don't want to make you feel bad. So,
yeah.
No, I think you guys are great.
So,
I'm not even on the Ramblecast anymore. Matt's replaced me because he's way better. So,
no, they miss you. They miss you a lot. So, everybody does.
Because they were like, oh my God, our shows were an hour. Now they're 2 hours again.
That's what I miss about Jay being on there. You know, he kept a tight ship there. You know, it's like, there was a timer, actually.
I go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Speaking of a tight ship.
Yes.
I hear that.
Yep,
we're at an hour 10.
All right. Broads, so. Congratulations on 100 episodes. You guys are fantastic. You've built an amazing show. I'm proud of everything you guys have accomplished. Congrats on 100.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks for listening in the other room through 100 episodes.
Bye. Well, I will just say goodbye. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining
us. So honored. And, you know, your show it's not just one in a million. It's one in a billion. right?
Oh, well, that's the sweetest thing you could have said to us. We're one in a billion.
Yeah. And hope to be back for another 100. So
thank you. You can come back another 100.
All right. Come back before 100.
Whatever live show we do in next May, which you are coming to, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yes.
Cool. Right. Well, thank you so much. Have a good evening. Enjoy the LaCroix.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.
All right. Guys, let's get to... So I'm going to read our facey back next week. Just because we're running kind of short on time. But we do have a voicemail from Matt. So let me try to not fuck that up and play this. So here we go.
Hey, broads. It's your old friend Matt. Sending you a voice message to wish you a happy 100th episode. I guess I just want to congratulate you on being able to keep it going at it this long. I mean... you know, so many guys just, you know, they do 1, 2, 3, and then they stop, and they just leave me unsatisfied. But you guys got the stamina to just keep going for so long, and I'm just, I just want to say thank you. And also, where am I on this list of the supplementary broads? I mean, we know Jay and other Matt are 4 and 5, so I guess I don't get to be...
Let me just pause this for a second and go, wow, that was a big coincidence.
Yeah, I know. Right, universe, get it.
Yeah, I definitely did not listen to the voicemail beforehand because it came in, you know, right before we started. All right, let me resume. Right.
The supplementary broads. I mean, we know Jay and other Matt are 4 and 5, so I guess I don't get to be on top. But, you know, I'll gladly take 6. You know, I could even take 7 or 8. Even certain circumstances, I could take like a 10 or higher, you know. And I hope all of this is just so clear and concise, and just there's no possible way to misconstrue anything that I've been saying. So I obviously really like your show, but sometimes I gotta confess, I do get impatient, sometimes waiting for the episodes. You know, I'm usually just kind of lying there, because I usually do my podcast thinking while I'm lying down. I'm lying there, and I'm thinking, like, are you ever gonna come? And then you do, you know, you get it out, and then I am on it. It is, I just, you know, I'm just... fully on board. I also listened to the first episode again and got the very first That's What She Said moment. For those who haven't listened to it in a while, turns out the first That's What She Said belongs to Amanda. She had the first one with oh no, I messed it up already. This was in the original context. She apologized for accidentally when you ladies introduced yourselves. Shandy and Amanda talked at the same time, and then Amanda said she messed it up already. So there you go. And also, I forgot to mention during the one of the anniversaries, the 2-year anniversary show, the one That's What She Said where I think it was just a little too wrong to reveal, but I figure might as well say for the 100th episode. The original context of this was it must have been right after Alex was born, and Colleen was comparing the experiences, and she let this one loose. She said Zach was an inch bigger. All right. Happy 100th, and here's to many, many more. Bye.
Oh. Zach is not bigger. That's why my children can now never run for public office. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Ever listen to any of this ever.
No, I'm actually totally just kidding about that. So, Amanda, congratulations. Your first sentence on the podcast ever was apparently That's What She Said.
Not surprising.
Oh, good times. Matt, you can be the 6th abroad. I don't know what the 6th, we need a different name for that because, you know, but let's think.
We'll workshop it. Yeah.
Yeah. But you can be the 6th abroad. I'm totally cool with that. And if I had listened to this ahead of time, I don't know, I would have been more prepared, but.
we'll think of it. It's there. Just past our grasp.
Now, JP says that was the first voicemail that he's ever heard that made him crave a cigarette and a shower. Kayla says it's hard when they start so young. I started playing a lot later than most people. Okay, I totally missed whatever the beginning of this conversation is. All right, Shandy, your husband is back, so that's exciting.
Hey, Frog.
All right, let's finish up. We've got a couple more emails. I assigned them before while you guys were all talking. Starting with
yes, I saw that.
Yes,
I did.
So
not.
Genius.
Let's bank through those real quick. That's what she said, and then we can all go home, and I can be finished before Alex has his 11 o'clock wake up. Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
So our first email is from Mandy. Happy 100th. Hello, ladies. I remember when the first broadcast episode showed up on my feed. My first thought was, let's give this a try. I loved Colleen and Shandy on the tribe, and quickly loved Amanda just as much.
Robot
from the silly
Amanda's
to the serious
here.
Conversation. Ooh, someone's roboting.
You.
I'll start from the beginning.
Okay.
I remember when the first broadcast episode showed up in my feed. My first thought was, let's give it a try. I loved Colleen and Shandy on the tribe and quickly loved Amanda just as much. From the silly to the serious conversations, you three make Friday afternoons or drive home made more bearable. A few weeks ago, I listened to an interview with Jennifer Palmieri on the West Wing Weekly, which I started after Amanda's suggestion, Attago Girl. I ordered her book, Dear Madam President, and absolutely loved it. Hopefully you all love it just as much. Happy 100th, and looking forward to the next 100. Heart. I can't wait to read it. And I love that you got the idea from the West Wing Weekly.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's even better.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. And I'm really glad that we could make your Fridays, you know, better. I know Friday is not a great podcast release day. Like, it traditionally has lower downloads, lower listeners or whatever, because people just generally don't, you know, do that, listen to them on the weekends. But I wanted us to be like, you know, because we are, I feel like we're society, but we're also entertainment society. And I wanted us to be something that was more like a hangout girls night in podcast form or, you know. So cool. I'm glad. Yay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mandy.
Yes. Thank you, Mandy.
All right. Our next email is from Greg.
Yes. Greg writes in, happy 100. Hey, broads. Happy 100th episode. Holy shit. You're in the triple digits. Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. Thank you so much for this podcast. Your chemistry comes through on each episode so much that I heard people be surprised that the three of you were never in the same room until Raleigh this year. You've got something special there. Oh.
Oh.
I'll always remember you three messaging me on Facebook and offering advice for my online dating love life. As I told you back then, I'm not really in a place where I'm pursuing anything, but when I'm ready, I'll have a kick-ass profile.
Yeah,
you doing that before we ever met really speaks to how caring you all are. I truly appreciate you.
Oh, well, we appreciate you.
That was Amanda's awesome advice back in.
Yes, it was.
It's only, you know,
February.
Only from lots of really unfortunate online dating experience. So, you know, whatever I can pass along.
He says, before I ramble on for too long, I'll just say that having the views of three different yet equally badass women each week is truly healthy and needed for me. It's truly helping make me who I am. So thank you. Thank you for all you do. I hope the live show is going well and that we get another 100 episodes with love. Greg, P.S. To help foster a discussion, what is the proudest moment each of you have on the broadcast? Dun, dun, dun.
That's so hard.
Jake. I have a thought, and it might be recency bias, but it's also not recency bias because it actually made me cry. When Gott wrote us that he was identified as feminist.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
Good moment.
Yeah. If I can turn one person into a feminist, like, and by I mean we, sorry. But that's, you know, yes, that was good. That was really good.
Yeah, I guess I am someone who can never pick a favorite. So, like, I really struggle picking a moment. But I think in general, I tend to really love those moments when, you know, we've been so blessed that people write in, like, really...
Yes.
Really personal and honest stuff. And sometimes I think...
And every week.
Maybe, yeah. And, like, maybe even more honest and open than even I would be in any situation. And it just... It always makes me so proud that whatever we're doing, it makes people feel safe and comfortable and like they can expose a part of themselves and, you know, ask something. And yeah, I think those are the moments that I think just that the spirit of it, I think I'm the most proud of.
Definitely. And like thinking back to something in particular, I'm thinking about when the tribe still did exist. And something happened on Survivor that one of our listeners who listened, and I'm talking about Joanne here. Hey, Joanne. Who listened to both podcasts, The Tribe and The Broadcast. Even though The Tribe was the podcast about Survivor, she wrote in to The Broadcast and felt comfortable sharing just her story with us on The Broadcast. Because it had to do with Survivors. And it was just like, wow, that's... Like I'm honored that you would write into us, and I'm like in a weird way, like even more honored that like you're not writing into our Survivor podcast about the Survivor related event, but you're writing into The Broadcast specifically because hopefully we've created a safe space, and that's cool.
Honestly, I have had so many moments, and that was I was gonna you know bring up the Joanne one because. That when I read that email at first, it was literally like in the middle of the night when I got up to pee and I read that email and I was like, whoa, like, am I reading this right? And I, you know, started crying at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, oh my God, like, I can't believe that, you know, somebody thought, you know, of us to do this. Like, this is incredible to share this. But just so many other moments, and I just have random moments where I get proud and, you know, because in the scheme of things, we are a little podcast. We don't have a huge listenership. We don't, I feel like, you know, we're not changing the world in terms of podcasts, you know, like how a serial is or something, you know, that's what I mean. But I get really proud every time somebody, you know, comes up to like, or, you know, comes up to me, like online comes up to me and says, you know, I love your show. And I'm like, you know, you have a great show. And I'm always very, very like touched by that. And, you know, I had somebody from work who listened to it and said that she loved it. And I thought that that moment actually made me really proud. And Rachel, if you're listening, like that made me super proud that when you came up and like said that you really liked it, because you were probably one of the first people that like know me peripherally in real life that listened and said that they loved it. Because before, like, I've kept it very insular, like to the podcast community, but not here. And that really changed my attitude a lot about it. So I was really, you know, proud of the work that we do, knowing that this isn't just some, this is something that like real life people in my life, you know, are like. So that was a really big moment for me. We've just every time we say like we want to hear these stories, when I talked about my miscarriage and then got emails about that, other people sharing, that was incredible. Or I don't know, just anytime we ever like kind of solicit Andy's stuff, you know, I can't believe that somebody really wants to go through this with like their this big experience in their life with us. Like, that's just really cool. Again, I love anytime we invite people to share things. Like, I've always said this, the virginity thing, like the losing the virginity story. So we had weeks of people writing in.
Oh my God. That was great.
Freaking awesome. So I just. I don't know. I just
I love it with you. I mean, I think the community that's built up around it, it's like you said, we're a little podcast, but are the people who actually listen to the podcast fucking rock.
Yeah.
And like, we're so I would be remiss if I did not mention JP with the Trudeau signature yes. at the rally meetup. Like, are you fucking kidding me? And just, I mean, honestly, any time that, and it's not because like, it's not because it's a present or people are giving me stuff, but I get just like any time that somebody does send us something, like tonight we had two gifts for this podcast. And it's not that it's not that it's like stuff. It's just, yeah, exactly. It's like people who we know more or less well, some of whom we may or may not have met in real life, who think like, I'm going to go out of my way and get this thoughtful thing because yeah. it ties back to something we've talked about or the themes of the podcast or whatever, and like send it to you. Like, that's insane. And like, going back to sort of like the beginning of the podcast when Christy knitted us those pussy hats.
Yes!
Like, yeah. That's like a handmade gift.
That was awesome!
Like, what? That's insane. It's actually right next to me. Right now.
That's like, oh, that's a good idea. I should have dug mine out.
Jenna says, you guys' words and faces are so beautiful. I was introduced to Colleen and Shandy during the tribe. And then she said she didn't realize that Jay and I were married until the 50 Shades of Grey podcast, that infamous podcast that will live on in infamy.
Oh, that was great.
Which is the reason that we need to keep that tribe feed going, Shandy. Remind me about that.
Okay.
If for nothing else, no, but the 50 yeah, Shades podcast, because I don't have that anywhere and I need to save that somewhere. Yes. JP says, my favorite moment was meeting everyone now for a second year, realizing that these once-a-week shows have introduced me to people I would never have met otherwise, but are now people I would consider my friends for life. I couldn't have said it better myself. And then Mandy says, I still can't believe I asked the guy who took my virginity to give his feedback on
it. Oh my God, I forgot about that
too.
So freaking great.
I totally forgot.
Oh, that's so good. Wonderful. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
No, I mean, we've talked about this a lot offline, but like, honestly, the quality of feedback that we get just like really, it really is amazing. To amaze us.
Yeah.
We've never gone a week without feedback. Now, some weeks we have saved it for next week, but we've always had enough.
Because we've had
too much. It's not because it's like we were afraid we weren't going to have any for next week.
Exactly. All right, this is going to be a way longer episode than I thought. We've got one more email, and this is from Gott. So, ladies of the broadcast, and then this is going to close us out. My favorite book when I was young was titled "There's a Monster at the End of This Book." The story chronicles Grover's fear and anticipation of meeting the monster, which he knows is lurking at the end of the story. So like Grover, you must all now face this email with both worry and eager anticipation, as I will reveal the identity of my favorite broadcaster at the end of this email. Parentheses, I am betting Colleen scrolls directly to the end at this point, which I totally fucking did. It looked long, and I was like, I just want to know who it is.
Oh my goodness.
So yes, I did.
It's Matt, isn't it?
I won't say.
Much like Matt's top 10 list of
no, he's
best,
a feminist now.
Actresses.
He's a feminist now. Although if this was Nick, he'd be like, I'm a feminist, but Matt's still my favorite. I'm just kidding, Nick. I love you. I'm going to be drinking with you in literally a week from today.
Nice.
Let me say congratulations to on the 100th episode of the broadcast. I'm adding words in your mouth. I'm putting things in your mouth, God. What a journey it has been. Although I do not believe I was around at the very beginning, I have been listening for quite some time. I have learned a lot, laughed a lot, smiled a lot, and was sometimes sad too. For all the hours of enjoyment, ooh, that triggered something for me. Sorry. Oh, triggered. God. Sorry. my other proudest moment was Maggie's phone call about
the march for our lives.
Oh,
yeah, that was pretty good too.
Because I couldn't believe that, you know, somebody shared that like with us. That was just incredible to me. Okay, sorry. For all the hours of enjoyment, I say thank you all for sharing your talents and your dedication. The live broadcast in Raleigh was one of the highlights of the year. Mine too.
Oh, that was really
that was so fun.
It really was. How are we going to top that next year? We got to start thinking. I often joke.
Two shots of tequila.
Just a mug of straight tequila.
No, yeah, this mug, did you guys, because I have...
If you're bringing the tequila next year, full mug of tequila.
I will be on the floor.
Oh my God. All right. I often joke I am a broadcast fanboy. I guess it's true. Listening to your podcast, I have also been forced to rethink some of my long-held ideas all too often. Not just on politics, although that is certainly part of it, but more often than not, the podcast has allowed me insight into a female perspective on many topics. That is something that is incredibly valuable to a man, even if we do not want to admit it. Still, being compelled to rethink your position is never easy nor comfortable, so hashtag fuck you in the face for that. We will take that.
Oh my God, I literally just snorted.
You did. It was pretty adorable. It was good.
Next, I hope this email finds Colleen feeling better, particularly as is... okay, sorry. Jay's playing guitar out there, and it sounded really funny. Particularly as it seems she was actually sick, not vodka sick. I was definitely not vodka sick. And this is my first night drinking since Sunday, so... Cheers. Finally, to the business at hand. Who is my favorite broadcaster? Colleen, I have been listening to you for the longest of the broadcasters. Survivor podcasts and all the old Jay and Jack TV shows. You bring a unique hospitality to the show. You've been along that long since the Jay and Jack TV stuff? Like, wow. Like Nudia? Crazy. You bring a unique hospitality to the show and are refreshingly open about your life. Missed some of those early ones that were referenced earlier. That will make sure I can never be in a public office. In Raleigh, I realized you have an ability to make those around you feel welcome. You are a wonderful host. Mm-hmm. On the broadcast, you never fail to crack me up. The only negative remark against you is your strange and irrational obsessions with early 1900s Marine Look, okay, I'm not a pizza gator, but I fucking think that they sunk the Titanic. I don't care. so, whatever.
The evidence is compelling.
It really is. Amanda. what's to say about the two-time queen of Cards Against Humanity? You bring to the podcast a warmth and a cool calm. You tell a great story. I often feel you are the rock and the voice of reason on the show.
It's true. Oh,
wow. That's true.
It's really true.
I have really enjoyed hearing about Mama G lately. You are the coolest and calmest New Yorker in history.
Oh,
that's because
wow.
She's from Connecticut.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Shandy. You and I will probably never agree on most political things in life. But it is hard to deny that you come by your convictions in an informed and maddeningly persuasive manner.
You yes! Some often that is some... very true.
Yes, you are.
Not the maddeningly persuasive, but the informed and persuasive.
You are often somewhat rigid in your positions, which I appreciate.
That's what she said.
Oh, you were waiting for that. I'll set you up again. You are often somewhat rigid in your positions.
That's what she did.
Which I appreciate because I am similar. Maybe that should be our next shot glass, rigid in your position.
Oh my God, I love it.
Please. Yes.
Now I'm petitioning Jacob for a champagne flute.
Yes.
I want one because mine broke.
I don't actually own one, so I do actually need one.
All right, everybody, in the mug thing to Jacob, make sure that you note you want a champagne flute. But the enthusiasm, passion, and moral clarity that you bring to the discussion never fails to challenge my point of view. You are a true social justice warrior, and I respect that.
Thank you, because usually people use that as an insult.
Matt, I am certainly proud of you for your recent recognition as a broadcaster. Your top 10 lists are always a hit. It was great to meet you in Raleigh, but sadly, you are out of consideration as my favorite broadcaster. Why? Well, I guess you're just not equipped to be my favorite. Oh, he's left with hardballs. Gott's playing hardball with Matt. Finally, we have arrived at the end of this email. The explanations and anticipation have gone on long enough. The identity of my favorite broadcaster will now be revealed. Dun, dun, dun. If you remember the story, after much unnecessary fear, Grover found out that he actually was the monster at the end of the book. So, of course, my favorite broadcaster is all three of you. To choose one would be to diminish the blend of three unique people's talent that has gelled into a great show. Congratulations on your 100th episode. I will continue to listen until Dennis defeats Amanda at Cards Against Humanity, or forever, whichever comes first.
I'm going to have to train in the off season.
Oh my God, I know. Listenership, a download depends on it.
I know. It's a lot of pressure. I'm stressed out.
And in case you guys were wondering about Dindu and My Johnson, they actually left us some text messages the other week. I got them at 2 in the morning. It was, "Hello, I am delivering Agent Gilmore Clifford from the UK. And that was the first one. And then the second one was, "As I told you, I am diplomat agent Mr. Gilmore Clifford from the United Kingdom. Your consignment box was brought in my office 2 days ago from UN Office Nigeria. To deliver the package," this was literally Nigeria. A text message, "deliver the package to which you said to contain the total of $2.5 million US dollar UN compensation fund," blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he wants you to deliver it to... JFK International Airport, and make sure that when you put this $2.5 million, you include your full name, complete address, copy of your identity card, preferably your passport or driver's license, mobile number. Warm regards, diplomat Gilmore Clifford. Telephone number. Here we go, guys. And at first I thought this was John Norton fucking with us because it's an upstate New York zip code, but... area code, but I don't think it was. Now, 917-725-5897. So if anybody wants to help Diplomat Clifford get his $2.5 million, you can text 917-725-5897. All right, on that note, this is a really friggin' long episode, so we should get out of here. no, it's only about 10 minutes longer than our usual episode. So thank you guys. There's a lot of penis stuff going on in the chat because I keep getting asked to approve things. JP wants to know, how can Dennis win at Cards Against Humanity if he gets flustered at reading hard abs and rhinoceros cock?
I mean, it's no dick fingers, but...
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. I'm sorry that we weren't as good with the chat this year, this time, but you know, there's always next time.
Next time I'll go old school. I apologize. I was there for the first 10 minutes of the podcast. Yeah. And then the iPad went crazy. And you guys know how stressed I was about copying and pasting that URL. So I couldn't do it a second
time. It's a lot.
Yeah.
On an iPad. It would have been
good. Yeah. Well,
if you felt you said something particularly of note that we should know about, email it to us.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, actually, now we actually have zero feedback, so we need people to actually send us something for next week. I think that we might be watching Handmaid's Tale and talking about it. So if anybody has Handmaid's Tale feedback, that would be great. If not, send your regular feedback because, spoiler alert, I haven't started it yet, but I plan on it.
I know, because I use your Hulu account, so I know exactly how many episodes you've watched.
Oh, you are? Yeah. I didn't know that. I haven't been on it in a long time.
That's why you'll notice some of the episodes are watched already, because I watched them.
Oh, I hadn't.
Yeah, I know. Franck finished it and was like, holy fuck. Tasia also finished it and wants to talk about it. So I'm looking at both of you to send us in feedback. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Send us the feedback. Send us your regular feedback too, please. Just in case we don't get to Handmaid's Tale next week. But no, send it, because we do need feedback. Because now we are, for the first time, I think, like, officially empty. thank you guys, though.
If you want to go OG style, tell us how you lost your virginity. Yeah. Tell us
all the things I've been masturbation stories. For a while. Oh my god, yes, that too. Just do it, or start a new topic. We could do that too. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. it's episode 100, baby. We're triple digits. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
We're triple digits. We can do whatever we want now.
It's true. Yep.
We've
it's
got true. Tenure. But no, thanks guys for sticking around for 100. Tell your friends about us. We want to try to build up some of our listener base. Give us a review on iTunes. That helps too. I don't know. Whatever else. Just general the housekeeping that I usually do. Thank you to the patrons. Thank you, Ed. I know you're in the chat. Thank you to Joanne. Thank you to Maggie and Tack and Eckhart. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to everybody that's a patron. Check out, if you're a $5 or more patron, check out the Patron's Choice show for this month, which is Bringing Back the Rantcast. And Shandy Ooh. Comes prepared, y'all. So,
oh my god, I need to go listen.
It's really I make good, lists,
bitches.
Yeah, she made a list. Okay, so just check it out. It is actually it's a great, great episode. I finished listening to it yesterday, and the only reason that it was yesterday was because I was sick for a couple of days. So yeah, check that out if you are on the $5 level. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack and you know, become a patron. If you do become a patron at any level, you need to some fashion hashtag I'm with hers mm-hmm. with the S yep. so we know that Plural. You're here for us. And I think that's it. Check out the merchandise at the store, which is jayandjack.com/store, and get the mug. It is one side is universe, one side is science.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not two separate mugs. It's one mug.
It's one mug.
It's reversible.
Yeah. Both by Jacob. But no, definitely check that out. I can't wait for mine to get here. And if you want to do the Amazon link, you can go to janejack.com/Amazon. I think that's about it for me for this week. Do you guys have anything?
No, just thank you guys so much for participating and listening to us.
I know.
And uh-huh. just like being part of this community with us. I'm flabbergasted that people care.
I know. It really is very, it's very flattering.
Yeah.
And I kind of cried reading some of the emails before, which is why I didn't cry now, because I didn't want the show to become all of that.
Got the tears out.
Yeah,
I mean, you are coming back from being stomach sick. You are probably still a little dehydrated. Yeah. So, you know, you gotta.
I just can't spare the moisture.
Watch your fluids.
Can't spare the moisture. I'll do another itty bitty one because I really can't. I'm still, you know, whatever, but. My good friend Franck from France.
Is it still Gotts?
It's
tequila?
Still Gotts. I don't have other tequila, just his. Nice. I'm not a big tequila person.
That was good.
But yeah. This was really good. Despite the face that I made. That's what you said, Matt. All right. We love you all. Have a great evening, day, morning, whatever you're doing while you're listening to this. Drive safely, run safely, work safely. Whatever. All right. Good night.
Have fun and be safe. As
yeah.
Fun and be say.
Safe. Yeah. Yes. Fuck safely. Like do whatever you want to do.
But, solid advice.
Know. Yeah.
All right.
Covers all the bases.
All the bases.
Back right. to baseball, hardball, softballs. All right.
And bases.
And we're done.
And we are so out.
Boom.
All right. Good night, guys. Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.